If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's up, everybody? We are still here at PAX East 2024. I'm at the Apogee Entertainment Suite with Jaren, and we just got to check out the Turbo Overkill console hands-on. I haven't played it, the PC version. I just checked it out on the PS5, and I'm completely blown away. But Jaren, for folks that may not be familiar with it, why don't you tell us a little bit about Turbo Overkill?
So Turbo Overkill falls into the boomer shooter category. It's developed by solo developer Sam Preble, Trigger Happy Interactive. Sam is based out of New Zealand, and he kind of set out to make a game that he made it for himself. It's kind of his dream game. Half cyborg man with a chainsaw leg. That's someone's dream. It's Sam's dream. It became our dream because it's a really kick-ass game. Set in a cyberpunk, sort of futuristic synthwave setting.
The music is stellar.
Thank you. We have a really great team on the soundtrack for that. I produced the soundtrack with those guys.
Right.
And we work really hard on all those elements, and essentially it's very fast-paced, it's hyper-violent, kind of a twitch-based shooter. The trick in getting it from PC to consoles is that this game, in order to really master it, required just the skillful precision that only a keyboard and mouse offer. And so translating that over to the consoles with twin stick, controllers is a little challenging. But our porting developers that we're working with to kind of hold the console port faithful to the original, and in some ways enhance it and make it even better, have really found that medium that make it a lot of fun. As I was telling you earlier, I've played this game backwards and forwards. I hold it dear to my heart. I think the PlayStation and Xbox versions are absolutely my favorites. I almost feel like I'm playing it for the first time, which is great, because we really want it to resonate with console players.
Guess I'll just hold it. it's lunchtime, but it has notoriety. I've heard of it. I've seen great content about it. The music and the style it just oozes with vibes. What were some of the difficulties that you had going from PC to the console? I was talking with Hayden. He said there might have been some hacks that were done to make it look the way it did. Tell me a little bit about that.
I wouldn't say hacks. The game is made in Unity. Which when people are looking at it, it might shock them. There's a lot of really cool contemporary effects going on. But it's also, if you get up really close to the textures, it's pixel art, yeah, essentially. But it's very high density, highly detailed stuff. And when you back away from it all and you're navigating those environments, it just creates this really immersive environment. You don't think about it. But in order to achieve that, there's a lot under the hood going on. And Sam, being a solo developer, He was kind of learning as he went, as he put this dream game together. And each, we released this episodically, so with each episode, he's making advances, he's stepping things forward, he's like taking things he's learned from, you know, episode two and episode three, and then going back and like dressing things up more in episode one and bringing the whole, you know, the whole game up to a certain standard. With that comes a lot of spaghetti. There's a lot of stuff going on under the hood. No one's ever going to see it. No one's ever going to feel it. Sam is OCD with bugs and making sure that it's a flawless experience. And it really is. He's very responsive to feedback and what the fans have said. And this was one of our early access titles. So when it reached 1.0, you get all the content. And so it is now available. Getting that to the console, it required us to rewrite the entire render pipeline.
Which is not an insignificant task.
Quite significant. It's proven to be a fun challenge. But as a result, it's enhancing the game a lot for consoles in ways that I think some PC gamers are going to be jealous of. So, and we'll see if those enhancements make their way back to the PC or not. But it's definitely making for a very special arrival on console. So,
you know, it looks stellar. Can we talk about the handheld that we looked at too?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, checked out an early Switch build, and I was shocked at how well it was running. Especially, you said it was early, and I thought, you know, it looked great on that, you know, I would say relatively underpowered console. One thing that I was a little cautious about of checking this game out on consoles, because it is a very precise Twitch shooter. Mm-hmm. And one thing I can say is, after just a few minutes of memorizing what the buttons were, it just fell into it. What kind of consideration did you put into making the control scheme and the input as best as you could?
So there was already a lot of thought put into that for controller support on PC.
Oh, okay.
So some of that just translated over. A lot of that work was already done for the console. A lot of people do prefer to use the keyboard and mouse. I'm pushing to have keyboard and mouse support on the PlayStation as well.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, you can do it. So I think it would be really fun and kind of a nice bonus, but we'll see if it makes it. But the intended experience on the console is to be able to pick it up with your controller and it not feel difficult. It'd be just a joy to play through and not be too challenging. The challenge needs to come from the difficulty of the enemies, not figuring out how to navigate the environments because the controls are clumsy. So, and like I said, so far it's pretty smooth.
Yeah, you want to fight the bad guys, not the DualShock.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that you want to touch on before we head out? I'm going to go home and pick it up on Steam. It was on my wish list, but after playing the console version, when I get back home, I'm going to play it. But is there anything else you want to touch on?
No, just keep an eye on our announcements. We have some cool announcements coming up soon for Turbo Overkill related to console and some future releases of the game. We're really excited about getting it out to more audiences.
I'm stoked. Oh, and check out the soundtrack on Spotify, right?
Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. It's all over the place.
All right, check that out. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll kick it here for more of PAX East 2024.